This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis is asking the State Board of Health to require COVID-19 vaccinations for healthcare and nursing home workers, among others. Polis made the request today. Many of the state's largest hospitals and healthcare chains are already requiring employees to get vaccinated, but nursing homes have been more reluctant, fearing they will lose staff. Polis estimates that 30-40% of nursing home staff are not vaccinated. Suncor has set up a new air monitoring network around its refinery in Commerce City, just north of Denver. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The network of 8 air monitors tracks a range of pollutants. The company publishes the results on a website in English and Spanish. It comes after the refinery racked up a long list of air pollution violations that mainly affected the Latinx community near the facility. Regulators issued fines and demanded improvements, but Suncor says it built the air monitors on its own, based on community recommendations. Local activists say any additional air monitoring is welcome and hope the data stands up to public scrutiny. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor is a financial supporter of CPR News. Governor Polis signed an executive order today officially rescinding proclamations that helped incite the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. Despite being signed into law over 150 years ago, the language was never formally revoked by the state. Reggie Wassenaar, the governor of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe, says the move was overdue.
They want to correct some of the wrongs that happened, although you can't change time or history. You can only try to make amends for it.
At least 230 Native Americans were killed by U.S. soldiers in the massacre. This is CPR News.